姊妹们晚安。
Brother Tony speaks much louder than I do.
天峰弟兄讲的话比我大声。
It's kind of late my time. I have a little jet lag, but I'm glad to be here.
我虽然有一点点的这个时差，但是我很高兴能够在这里。
Some of the young people here think that the reason I'm tired is because yesterday I was Santa Claus and had to go all over the world.
很多这边年轻人以为我是圣诞老公公，昨天要这个环游世界。
But I hope you don't believe in Santa Claus.
我希望你们不会相信有圣诞老公公。
But it is a wonderful thing to gather together with brothers and sisters.
但是跟弟兄姊妹们聚在一起是很美好的事。
I know you have devotional hearts and you love the Lord.
我知道你们的心向着主是有是爱他的。
We all desire to be in the presence of the Lord.
我们都很喜悦在主的面前。
And we know there's great joy in the presence of the Lord.
我们知道在主的面前有极大的喜乐。
But actually, when the Lord is present, we feel two things at the same time.
但是其实当主在我们中间的时候，我们感觉到两件事情。
The joy of His presence.
第一个是他的这个同在的喜乐。
And the desire to take the shoes off our feet because we're on holy ground.
另外一个就是把我们的鞋脱下来，因为我们站在神圣之地。
As we come to these last days of the year 2008.
当我们来到这个2008年的最后的日子的时候
，It's a good time to reflect and to think.
这是一个很好的时间，让我们回想一下。
I hope that you'll enjoy this time together, but also spend some time praying by yourself.
我希望你们能够享受这一段时间，但是也用一点时间再回想一下。
I do believe the Lord wants to speak to us regarding the coming year.
我相信主要为了来的这一年，要跟我们讲许多的事。
And I'm encouraged as I have come to speak to you.
我也得到许多的安慰，来这边跟你们分享。
Because our brother Jonathan Pong is speaking a message that dovetails with mine.
因为我们的彭弟兄所讲的跟我的是相称的。
He spoke on the book of Revelation this afternoon.
今天下午他讲到启示录。
And I want to share some of the burden from the book of Hebrews.
那是我今天呢想要跟大家从希伯来书分享。
Now, as you probably know, these are the only two prophetic books.In the New Testament.
我想你们知道，这是在新约里面的唯一的两卷是有预言的书。
Now the Lord had to prophesy to Christian people.
我们知道主啊，也向着这个基督徒来说预言。
Now we know in the Old Testament, the Lord raised up many prophets to try to wake up the saints.
我们知道在旧约的时候，神用了许多的这个先知来要让这个他的子民能够醒悟过来。
But here in the New Testament.Two books are dedicated toward prophetic understanding of what the Lord is doing.
但是这里在新约有两卷书，让我们能够了解到主耶稣在这个先知预言里面他所要做的事情。
I want us to turn to Hebrews and just to two passages tonight.
我想今天晚上我们只看希伯来书两个地方。
In Hebrews chapter 6.
第一个在希伯来书六章。
We just want to read the beginning in verse 16 through the end of the chapter.
我们从十六节的开始，然后一直读到这一章的结尾。
Hebrews chapter 6, beginning verse 16.
六章十六节开始。
For men swear by one greater than themselves, and with them an oath given as confirmation is an end of every dispute.
人都是指着比自己大的启示，并且以启示为实据，了结各样的争论。
In the same way, God, desiring even more to show to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of His purpose, interposed with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge.Would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope that is set before us.
照样，神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这些逃往避难所、持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil where Jesus has entered, as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
我们有这指望如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内，做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
And if you would just notice at the near the end of verse 18, the phrase strong encouragement.
如果你们注意一下，就是在这个18节的结尾，有两个，一个是这有可以大得勉励，还有我们这个所持定的。
And then in chapter 12, we just want to read verse 25 through the end of the chapter.
然后第十二章第25节到这一章的末了。
Chapter 12, beginning verse 25.
十二章25节开始。
See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven.
你们总要谨慎，不可气绝那向你们说话的，因为那些气绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。This
expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。Therefore,
since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国， 就当感恩造神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。And
we bow in prayer.
我们再一次低头祷告。Oh
Lord, we thank you every time that you speak to us.
主，我们感谢当你每一次向我们说话的时候。Words
of life.
生命的话语。Words
of healing.
医治的话语。And
we pray tonight that you would speak to us by your Holy Spirit.
我们晚上向你祈求，求你用圣灵向我们说话。Quicken
our tired bodies and minds.
让我们身体跟灵魂得到苏醒。And
shine light within our hearts.
让我们心里头光照我们。That
we may hear the Lord Jesus speaking to us tonight.
让我们能够听到我们的主耶稣基督向我们说话。We
thank you for his faithfulness to us.
我们感谢他对我们的忠信。Indeed,
he has been with us to this point. And we want to press into the Lord Jesus for what lies ahead. We commit this time into your hands. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. We noted that phrase, strong encouragement. And this word that is translated encourage in the Greek has two meanings.
就在希腊文里面翻译到这个勉励有两个意思。
On the one hand, it means a strong warning.
一方面是一个很强烈的警告。
On the other hand, it means a strong encouraging motivation.
另外一方面是一个很强烈的这个推动的这个感受。
And God is speaking at this hour a strong encouragement word. Why is he doing that?
他为什么这样做?
We know the Lord always speaks. But there are seasons where he speaks a strong encouragement. There are four reasons why God speaks with strong encouragement. This letter to Hebrews was written at a time when there was need for strong encouragement. Reason number one. A word of strong encouragement always precedes a great shaking.
就是神这个强而有力的勉励的话语一定是在一个大震动之前出来。
God does not want his children to be in the dark and unprepared.
神不希望他的儿女在黑暗中间而没有被预备。
So before a great shaking, God speaks a strong word.
在一个大震动之前,他都讲一些很强烈的话。
We know how this has been true through the centuries.
我们知道这个历史里面一直都是事实。
Hebrews was written 1 or 2 years before Jerusalem and the temple were completely destroyed.
希伯来书是在耶路撒冷完全被摧毁之前两年，一年两年之前写的。
Down through history, God has spoken to his people just before a great crisis was happening.
神在历史里面一直在极大的冲击之前会跟他的子民说话。
Years ago, in one of the churches that I was part of, there was a deacon.
许多年以前在我是服侍的教会里面有一个执事
and he was from Latvia.
他是从立陶宛来的。
But he spoke Portuguese.
但是他讲的是这个葡萄牙话。
Because he came from Brazil.
因为他从巴西过来。
I asked him how this could be so.
我问他说你怎么会这么回事。
And he told me that his family was part of a Christian church in Latvia in 1916.
他说他的家庭是一直追溯到1916年在立陶宛的一个基督徒的教会。
God spoke a prophetic word and told them to leave Latvia and escape because a certain danger and trial will come.
因为那个时候神给他们一个警告，一个预言，叫他们赶快离开立陶宛，因为大灾难要来了。
And most of the church,
但那个时候绝大部分的教会,
moved to Brazil. And 2 years later, the Russian communists came in and killed the Christians in Latvia.
两年以后，这个苏联的共产党就进来了，然后是杀害了许多的基督徒。
When God speaks a strong word, there's something going to happen.
我们知道神给我们一个强烈的话语，一定有事情要发生。
Now I don't know what's going to happen.
当然我不晓得什么事情要发生。
But for some reason, this weekend you receive double-barrel shotgun.
但是今天呢，我们是以这个双管的枪对着你们。
Revelation, Hebrews,
今天有启示录，今天有这个希伯来书。
I think God is trying to say something to us.
因为我觉得神要跟我们说话。
In both of these books, Hebrews and Revelation,
在这两本书里面，启示录跟希伯来书，
you see this strong word of encouragement to try to awaken the ear.
你可以看到说这个强烈的这个勉励是要让我们的耳朵能够开通。
As our brother shared this afternoon, the people have heard the message before, but the God says, anyone who hears.
今天弟兄下午分享说这些的信息我们大家都听过了，但是神说有耳可听的。
And this exhortation in Hebrews is also just as strong because these Hebrew Christians could not hear.
这希伯来书的勉励是有同样的强烈，因为这些希伯来人的 基督徒他们听不见。
And you and I are Christians, and we've heard these things many times, but we cannot hear.
你我都是基督徒，我们听过许多这些的道理，但是我们有的时候听不见。
Now, why is the hearing problem?
为什么我们听有问题呢？
Why does God send the prophet?
为什么神要差遣这么多的先知？
To try to awaken us to hear.
叫我们能够惊醒，能够听见。
You know what our hearing problem is?
你知道我们这个听的问题在哪里吗？
It's because of some problems in our past.
因为大部分是在我们的历史里头，我们过去有问题。
That's what keeps us from hearing now.
那个就阻止了我们今天能够听见。The
Lord speaks always in the present.
我们知道主一直是在现代式的讲话。Today,
今天, if you hear my voice,
如果你听见我的话,
but most of us don't live in today.
但是我们绝大部分的人不活在今天。Most
of us live as these Hebrew Christians with the baggage from the past.
就好像这个希伯来的这基督徒一样，我们今天活在很多历史的包袱的里头。
And so they can't hear a word today.
所以我们听不到今天的话语。
And so the prophet has to come along to stir them up and warn them about the past, those things that are keeping them from hearing.
所以这些先知们需要进来搅动，来警惕他们过去的事情，让他们能够听见。
Our prophet in Hebrews presents the new covenant to these people who are still holding on to the old covenant.
希伯来的这个作者让这个希伯来的基督徒能够看到新约，因为他们还在抓住旧约。
And the same is true in Revelation.
在启示录也是同样。
Why can't the church hear?
为什么教会听不见？
Because after a generation or two of church life,
因为一两个世代的这个教会生活之后呢
，The church is no longer living in the present.
教会已经不活在今天了。
They're living according to teachings, traditions.
他们活在教训，他们活在这个传统的里头。
Living according to reputation.
他们在这个人的这个外表的上头。
So they're not alive today.
他们今天不是活的。
But there's only one way that we can go into the future prepared.
但是。我们为了要迎接将来，只有一个方法。
We have to lay aside every weight and the sin that entangles us in order to run the race.
我们要放下所有能够缠累我们重担的这个罪，然后来跑前面这条道路。
And as you will see in both cases in both books, the answer is.
我们可以在这两卷书里面发现这个答案在哪里
？Jesus, the High Priest.
主耶稣，大祭司。
The only way we can live in the present is with Jesus, the High Priest.
我们只能够借着认识主耶稣是大祭司，才能够活在现代世人。
But most Christians don't live there.
但是大部分的基督徒不活在那里。
Holding on to things of the past.
他们牢牢地抓住过去。
And they will be shaken.
他们会被震动。
Because God wants us moving forward into His purpose.
因为神要我们继续进前到进入到他的旨意里头。
Let us run with purpose the race, looking unto Jesus.
让我们有指望的来跑这一条路。
And so the Lord gives a strong word of exhortation when He's preparing for some great shaking.
所以主给我们一个强烈的警惕，来预备我们接受这样大的挑战。
Reason number two.
第二个理由。
We also read tonight.
我们今天晚上也读了
that God gives a strong encouragement in order to anchor us into the unshakable High Priest Jesus.
神给我们这样子的警惕，是要我们能够在主耶稣这个不能劳动的这个基础里头抛我们的锚。
Turn back to Hebrews chapter 6.
你再翻到希伯来书第六章。
We notice that word strong encouragement in verse 18.
我们再发现在这个十八节这个强而有力的这个勉励。
And this strong encouragement causes those Christians to lay hold of the anchor of their soul, even Jesus.
那这个警惕呢，这个勉励呢，让他们能够抓到这个牢坚固又牢靠的这个锚，在主耶稣的里面。
And so a strong word is to give us that hope that allows us to grab hold of Jesus and let go of those things that will be shaken.
所以这个勉励呢，是让我们能够有盼望，能够抓住主耶稣，哥把我们的过去能够放掉。
And so when those things are shaken from our lives, we're still holding on to Jesus.
所以当所有的事情被我们身上震动掉的时候，我们还有抓得到主耶稣。
Are you holding on to Jesus?
你抓到主耶稣了没有？
Of course, we all say yeah.
然后我想大家都会说对对，我抓到。
Because we all love the Lord, right?
因为我们都爱主，对不对？
And so did all of the Christians in Hebrews and Revelation.
然后希伯来书这个启示录的基督徒也都是如此。
But they had devotion in their heart.
他们虽然他们的心能够遵行主的主旨意。
But it was disconnected from their lifestyle.
在他们的生活的里头与主脱了节。
Because of the baggage.
因为这个历史的包袱。
And so the prophetic word comes with strength.
所以这些预言的话语就强而有力的来了。
A third reason for the strong word of encouragement.
这个强力的这个勉励第三个理由
is that this is God's way to press us on to maturity.
这个是神的一个方法逼我们走向成熟的道路。
Who are those who will go on to maturity?
谁能够走向成熟呢
?What does Hebrews say?
希伯来书怎么讲
?Those who can eat the meat of the word.
就是这个可以吃到这个灵话语的这个食物。
Strong encouragement is the meat of the word.
这个强力的这个勉励呢，就是这个神的话语。
So I'll give you an example. We don't like meat.
我可以这样子讲，就是我们大概不喜欢这个固体食物。
I'm talking about Christians.
我是讲基督徒。
We like milk.
我们喜欢喝这个奶。
Maybe ice cream sermon. We don't like meat. And so, this word, strong encouragement, now all of the modern English translations,
所有今天当代的这个英文的翻译,
they all translate that encouragement. Nobody calls it warning.
每个人都讲到这是勉励, 没有人翻成警告,
we don't like warnings.
因为我们不喜欢警告,
we just like promises.
我们希望这个应许,
you see what I mean?
你听到吗?
But if we truly love the Lord, we should have a special, you know this where you have promise box with the blessing, you pull out a promise every day, you know this?
我想我可以做个比喻, 你知道吧有一个这个, 就是神应许的这个盒子, 你每天可以拿出一个神的应许。
Yeah, it's like, it says, the bread of promises, looks like a loaf of bread, and there's many pieces of paper, everything has a promise in it.
这个叫做应许的这个面包，就好像一个小面包一样，然后里面有很多小小的这个条一条的应许。I
think maybe like 300 little things.
我猜想大概有300个不同的应许在里面。
You don't find any warnings.
你绝对不会在里面发到任何的警告。All
promises.
里面都是好的应许。But
if we go on to maturity,
但是如果我们要成熟的话,
we must be sober and realistic.
我们必须, 要能够警醒，能够了解。We
need to continue to be joyful in the presence of the Lord.
我们在主的面前要一直有满有喜乐。
But our purpose and life should be sober in this age.
但是我们的, 生命的这个目的是要在这一个时代能够警醒。
So the Lord comes and gives a strong word of encouragement in order to press us on to maturity.
所以神给我们这样一个强而有力的勉励, 为了要逼我们能够进入到成熟的阶段。
And then of course the fourth reason for a strong exhortation.
然后第四个理由呢?
God gives a strong exhortation because it's directly related to the greatness of the kingdom rewards.
神给我们这么样大的勉励呢, 是因为神在将来他的国度给我们的,
This book of Hebrews is full of kingdom rewards.
这本希伯来书里面满了, 这个国度里面的这个,
There's so much that is promised to those who are faithful.
许许多多的奖赏要给那些,
But this book is also, this letter to Hebrews is also filled with the word if.
但是这一本书里面也满了这个词, 若,
how many times do you think if in the book of Hebrews?
你们要不要猜猜看, 大概这一本书里面有多少若或者如果这个词在里头?
I know in your head you're thinking 34 times. That's exactly right.
如果你想34, 那绝对是正确了。
If you press on to maturity,
如果你继续的这个往前的去成熟,
if you come to his throne confidently,
如果你坦然的无惧的来到他的宝座面前,
there's so many ifs there.
那边有许许多的如果,
And that's because the greatness of the kingdom rewards is presented in Hebrews.
因为这一边在希伯来书里面给我们在这国度里的奖赏是何等的丰富。
It says we have a promised city. If
他这里说我们如果能够得到那个应许的城，如果
we have rest, if
如果我们能够安息，
we have an inheritance, if
我们能够得到这个 如果
you get the idea. Strong encouragement.
很强烈的这个鼓励。
Now, just in case somebody does not know the context of Hebrew, let me explain so you can see the need for this strong encouragement.
如果你们有些不太了解希伯来书的这个背景的话, 让我解释一下。
By 65-67 AD,
当主后65, 67年左右,
there was chaos in Judea.
在这个犹大地是个极大的混乱。
Many different sects of Jewish groups splintered and broken off and fighting each other.
有许许多多这个宗派的这个犹太人，他们这个分裂了，然后在彼此的争战。
There were many false messiahs leading a group of people.
那时候有许许多的假的弥赛亚在那边领导不同的人。
Even the major groups were fighting each other continually.
即使那些主流派的也在那边这个彼此的攻击。
Masada was built outside Jerusalem.
在莫萨大就是在这个耶路撒冷外头被建造的一个城。
Protective strongholds against the attackers.
一个很强的这个城堡能够保护他们。
It was like the end of time.
这个好像是这个世界末日的时候。
And there was chaos in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷也有混乱。
When the Romans finally laid siege to the city in 70 AD,
当罗马人最后在这个围攻的这个城市，在主后七十年的时候
，the Romans attacked Jerusalem on Passover in 70 AD.
这罗马人在这个主后七十年的这个逾越节的那一天攻打城。
And for 5 months they tried to take the city, and finally the walls fell down.They built ramparts, and the walls collapsed in August, which would be 5 months after they began.
所以他们开始之后五个月，就是在八月的时候，他们最后把城攻破了，用各样的这个城堡的。
Those Jews who stayed in Jerusalem, 1.5 million were killed.
啊，留在耶路撒冷将近有150万的犹太人被杀了。
100,000 Jews from Jerusalem were taken as slaves and paraded back in Rome.
100,000人被掳到罗马，然后在那边当街游行。
It was a tremendous massacre.
这个很极大的一个屠杀。
But what about the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem?
但是在耶路撒冷的基督徒们怎么样呢？
70 AD was the shaking.
主后70年是这个极大的震动。
No more temple.
再没有圣殿
，no more sacrifice，
再没有献祭
，no more priesthood，
再没有这个祭司们
，no more holy city，
也没有圣城了
，all gone，
通通没有了。
What happened to the Jewish Christians？
那犹太人的基督徒怎么办呢
？According to the Book of Acts，
啊，我们知道在这个《使徒行传》里面
，James said there were tens of thousands of Jewish Christians zealous for the law when Paul came for his last trip to Jerusalem。
当保罗在最后一次到耶路撒冷的时候，我们知道雅各说：“请看，就成千成万的这个基督徒，奋烈锐的为主。”
What happened to these thousands of zealous Christians？
这些这么多奋锐的基督徒到哪去了呢
？By this time, 67, 68 A.D., Paul was already martyred.
我们知道，当在这个时候，主后六七六八年，这个保罗已经殉道了。
Who would speak this word？
谁能够讲传这个道呢
？And warn these Christians，
来警告这些基督徒们。
It's true that Jesus said to them, "When you see the abomination of desolation in the temple, flee to the mountain."
这当然，我们这主耶稣说，当你看到那个毁坏憎恨的人进入到圣殿的时候，往山上逃。
But God in His mercy raised up this prophet who wrote Hebrews.
但是神在他的怜悯里面兴起这一个先知写了希伯来书。
To tell the people the shaking is about to come.
去警告这些基督徒们说震动要来。
You must let go of your Jewish ways and hold on to Jesus as your perfect all-sufficiency.
你必须要把你犹太人的做法放弃，自己紧紧地抓住主耶稣基督。
This was the burden of this writer.
就这个，这一个是这个写作者他的这个负担。
Now who was the writer?
那这个作者是谁呢
？You know we don't know.
你知道我们不太晓得。
It doesn't say，
因为这边没有讲。
There's three traditions，
大概有三个传说。
Some most say Paul，
很多人说是保罗。
Some say Barnabas，
有人说是巴拿巴。
Some say Apollos，
有人说是阿波罗。
These are the three choices. You can take who you want。
你可以选任何一个，这个是选择题啊。
I think it was Barnabas，
我猜想可能是巴拿巴。
And I tell you why，
我跟你讲为什么。
He was a specific man ready for this hour。
因为他是神特别准备为这一个时辰的一个器皿。
You know, actually, his name is Joseph the Levite.
因为我们知道他原来的名字是叫做利未人的约瑟。
Now you cannot speak to these Hebrew Christians unless you have this Levitical understanding.
你知道，你如果没有这个利未人的了解，你不能够跟这些基督徒。
You must be a Hebrew prophet.
你必须要是一个犹太人的先知。
You must know the law.
你一定要知道律法。
You must know the matters of the sacrifice and the different furnitures of the temple.
你必须要知道这个献祭跟这个陈设的这个圣殿是什么回事。
This writer had to know Greek and Hebrew.
这一个作者一定要了解，不但希伯来文也要希腊文。
But being a writer of the New Testament, he also had to be an apostle.
但是写的这个新约呢，他也必须要一个使徒。
And of course, he must be anchored to Jesus as his sole sufficiency.
我们也要知道，他必须要抛锚，他的灵的抛锚一定要抛锚在主的里头，做他的能力。
And finally, he must have a heart.
最后，他必须要有一个很强的心
for his Jewish brethren.
为着他的犹太的同胞们。
The Apostle Paul had a great heart for his Jewish brethren.
我们知道保罗也有同样的心为他的这个同胞。
But that was not to be his ministry. He was to go to the Gentiles.
但是那个不是他的职事，他是要往外邦人去。
But as the day approached that Jerusalem was to be destroyed, the Lord raised up, I believe, Brother Barnabas.
当然，但是在这个耶路撒冷要被摧毁之前，神兴起了，我猜想是巴拿巴。
He was a prophet.
他是一个先知。
Now Barnabas, what does Barnabas mean?
巴拿巴这个字到底什么意思？
Son of, you keep saying encouragement, you see, it's that same word. Son of exhortation.
我们一直讲说这个劝慰之子啊，这个是劝慰之子。
When Barnabas went somewhere, he was full of promise, full of warning. He was a man of God.
他往哪里去，他都是有神的这个警告，他有神的这个勉励，他是一个神所差派的一个使者。
And he was at home in Jerusalem because he had been among the brethren there many years.
那他在这个希伯来的基督徒中间是很自在，因为他在与他们同在了很久。
And I believe Barnabas received a revelation before the Lord.
我相信大概巴拿巴接受到了主的启示。
There's something very unique in this letter to the Hebrews.
因为在这个希伯来书里面有很许多特别的地方。
This is the way I understand.
这是我所了解的。
One day I believe our brother was praying.
我猜想有一天我们的弟兄在那边祷告。
And the Lord opened up Psalm 110, verse 4.
神就把诗篇一百一十篇第四节向他祈祷。
This is where the Lord declares that thou art a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
这里就说主说你是照着麦基洗德的等次永远成为大祭司。
And Barnabas saw in the clearest way that Jesus, who had been sitting at the right hand of God, was this priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
但巴拿巴就看见主耶稣就是这个依照着麦基洗的等次永远成为大祭司的那一位。
Now this is the unique revelation of the book of Hebrews.
啊，这个是在希伯来书里一个很特别的一个启示。
Now how do you know that Jesus is our high priest?
你怎么知道主耶稣是我们的大祭司？
Take out the book of Hebrews. Do you know that?
你如果把希伯来书打开，你可以看得到吗？
Now, obviously, the Christian brethren understood that Jesus interceded for us as our priest.
当然，我们知道基督徒们认识主耶稣是为我们祈求的那个祭司。
But think about it. The writer to Hebrews opened up the eyes of the saints to what Jesus was doing as our heavenly priest.
你看看在这里，他让这个基督徒们的眼睛敞开。看见主在天上成为我们在属天的大祭司。
And this, in fact, if you look through the whole of this book,
其实你如果看这整一卷书的话，
this is the burden of Barnabas.
这是巴拿巴他的。
I should keep saying the writer, whoever it was.
我想我应该是讲说作者，但是我相信是巴拿巴他的负担。
This is the only way these Hebrew Christians can escape being held back by Judaism.
这是希伯来的基督徒们唯一能够逃避的方法，因为他们一直在犹太教的这个阴影底下。
They had to consider Jesus the high priest of their heavenly calling.
因为他们一定要认识主耶稣是他们属天呼召的大祭司。
It's the only way they could let go of their earthly understanding.
因为只有这样子，他们能够把他们放弃属地的认识。
And lay hold of Jesus and the tabernacle in heaven.As their provision and center of worship,
才能够抓得住主耶稣他们的大祭司跟天上的这个圣殿成为他们这个敬拜的中心。
So here we see how the prophet comes before to awaken the hearts of the saints.
这里我们看到这一个先知来，然后在这个唤醒这些人的心。
The prophet speaks a strong word of encouragement.
他给了他们一个很强烈的一个勉励。
And the saints repent.And let go of those things that beset them in the past.
那这些圣徒们就悔改，然后把以往的这些包袱、这些事情通通都放弃了。
And then Jesus, the high priest, can become Jesus, the apostle, and bring them into many sons of glory.
所以主耶稣从大祭司身份就成为一个大使徒的身份，带他们进入到荣耀的里头。
We Christians cannot run the race unless we are dealt with by Jesus, our high priest.
我们基督徒今天没有办法奔跑这一条道路，除非主耶稣先让我们认识他是属天的大祭司。
And so this word is a very strong word that demands repentance.
这是很强烈的话语， 必须要我们能够照着他悔改。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, you know,
亲爱的弟兄们，你们知道
the way to living in the present is repentance.
就是我们要继续活在现代式的里头，就是要依靠悔改。
Even as we sang these gospel songs tonight,
甚至于我们今天晚上所唱的这些诗歌里头，
is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid?
你是不是把你所有的都放在献祭的坛上？
Your heart, does the Spirit control?
圣灵有掌控你的心吗？
You see, these aren't just idle words, but we've heard them so often that we don't hear them anymore.
你知道这些话语有的时候变得很空洞，因为我们经常听，所以已经没有什么感觉了。
But we always pray that if the Lord Jesus as our High Priest could just become present right here, right now, we would repent. We would repent.
我们一直期望，就如果我们属天的大祭司现在在我们面前活化的话，我们一定会悔改。
Dear brothers and sisters, if Jesus were here right now, nobody here would be sitting in your seat.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，如果主耶稣今天在这里，你们没有一个人坐在椅子上。
We need our high priest.
我们需要我们的大祭司。
I always pray, by the end of 2008, we could let go the baggage of the past.
我一直祈求在这个2008年的结尾，我们把过去抛弃，
and lay hold of Jesus and run after him in the race.
能够紧抓着耶稣基督，勇往直前，跑这条路。
And so the writer of Hebrews wants to anchor us in Jesus.
所以这个作者要我们把我们的锚抛在主耶稣的里头。
Oh, those dear saints, those Jewish Christians, how they loved Jesus.
那些亲爱的这个希伯来人的基督徒们，他们真的是爱我们的主。
But they weren't moving forward; they were moving backward because of tradition.
但是他们没有办法往前，而因为他们的这个背景往后退了。
Jesus never doubts their love.
主耶稣从来不怀疑他们的爱。
But he speaks a strong word.
但他讲了一个很强烈的话语。
That he might be their high priest.
他能够成为他们的大祭司。
Because we know that Jesus is apostle and high priest.
因为我们知道我们的主耶稣不但是使徒，也是大祭司。
Jesus is prophet, priest, and king.
他是先知，他是祭司，他是君王。
And this is the way he must come to us.
这个必须是他要让我们认识他的方法。
Is Jesus your king?
主耶稣是你的君王吗？
Amen.
Amen. 不是。
First, he comes to you as prophet.
他第一个来是照着先知的身份来。
Then he comes to you as priest.
然后他是照着祭司的来。
Then he's your king.
然后他才是你的君王。
I'm talking about the reality of now.
我讲的是现在是的这个事实。
Is he your king now?
他是不是你现在的君王？
I know you got saved.
我知道你得救了。
I know you love the Lord.
我知道你也爱主。
Maybe you read your Bible this morning.
可能你今天早上也读了你的圣经。
But is he your prophet?
但是他是不是你的先知？
Are you listening to him?
你有没有在听他？
And then he can be your priest.And wash everything away as you draw near to him.
然后他可以成为你的祭司，就是你来到他前面的时候，他可以洗净一切。
And then he can be king.
然后他可以成为你的君王。
We see that throughout Old Testament history.
我们在整个旧约的历史里面看到这个。
God raised up a prophet.
神兴起先知。
Then he raised up a priest.
神兴起祭司。
And then he raised up a king.
然后在他兴起君王。
This is the way it is.
这是这个神的方法。
So, dear brother Jonathan and I, well.We're like those two prophets from the Old Testament.
彭弟兄跟我呢，我们就好像这个旧约的两个先知一样。
You know, when the remnant came back to build Jerusalem.
你知道这个剩余的这个渔民，他们回到耶路撒冷来这个兴建耶路撒冷。
And they faced opposition and they stopped building.
他们碰到很多的这个困难，然后他们停止。
And then God raised up an old prophet and a young prophet.
然后神兴起一个老，一个年轻的先知。
So I'm like the old prophet.
我就好像那个老先知一样。
This was Haggai.
这是哈该。
And he said, "Why are you building your house? And God's house is not built."
他说，你为什么在你新造你的房子，而神的房子在那边冷落
？But then there was a young prophet named Jonathan Zechariah.
然后有一个这个年轻的这个先知叫撒加利亚。
And he saw a vision of the lampstand.
他看到这个金灯台的这个异象。
And his prophecy was much more mild.
然后他的这个预言呢就比较柔和一点。
So you're getting double barrel of profit to this weekend.
所以这一个周末你拿这个双管的这个枪的这个预言。
We hope that the Lord speaks through us.
我们极其盼望神向我们说话。
Because this is an important time.
因为这是一个很重要的时刻。
I don't know what's going to happen in 2009. But it's something we don't expect. And we need to be ready. Listen to God in these coming days. Now, just as an example, just by way of introduction tonight, the writer to Hebrews really speaks a strong word to these Hebrew Christians. Because he wanted to bring them to the place of deep conviction about the things of God. These Hebrew Christians believed in God, but he wanted them to have a deeper conviction about the things of God.
虽然他们相信主、认识主，但是他要他们有更深的这个。
And today we have the same situation. And so the writer of Hebrews spoke four absolutes. If you read through the whole of the book of Hebrews, you see four absolutes he wants his believers to understand. When Christians stand absolutely on the Word of God, then God can move us forward in the coming year. So let me state these four absolutes and then we're through for tonight. Absolute number one.
第一个绝对,
the Hebrew writer says,
这个作者讲,
God's word says Jesus is God.
神的话说主耶稣是神。
Now, you know, among the Jewish people, there was some problem with who Jesus was.
你知道在那个时候,
historically, there was a large group of Jewish Christians in Galilee.
历史里跟我们说,
and they believed Jesus was their Savior.
他们相信主耶稣他们救主,
Jesus was the Messiah.
他们相信主耶稣是弥赛亚,
Jesus died on the cross for their sins.
他是在十字架为他们罪死,
but they could not believe Jesus was God. He was a man,
他是一个人,
sinless,
没有罪,
died on the cross,
在十字架上死了,
but they could not get past the fact there's only one God, and they couldn't understand how Jesus could be God.
但是他们没有办法突破, 他们相信, 只有一位神, 而那位神就是主耶稣。
And there was a number of Christians who had this, Hebrew Christians had this kind of understanding.
有许多这个希伯来的基督徒那个时候有这样子的了解。
They were messianic Christians.
他们可以说是这个有弥赛亚盼望的这个基督徒。
But they didn't understand that Jesus was God.
但他们不了解主耶稣就是神。
But you see, when the shaking comes, unless you know that Jesus is God, you cannot make it through.
但是你知道当震动来的时候，如果你不相信耶稣是神，你没有办法得救。
And so how does Hebrews open up?
所以希伯来书怎么开头呢?
Look at it, chapter 1.
看一下第一章,
just first couple of verses.
就头两节。
Let's just look at verse 3. You all know these things.
我们就看第三节好了,你们大概都了解。
Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His nature and upholds all things by the word of His power. When He had made purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
And then he spends the whole rest of chapter 1 saying that Jesus is the Son of God above the angels.
然后他用整个下面的一章呢，来解释说主耶稣是神的儿子，超越过所有的天使。
Jesus is the Son of God who created all things.
他是那位创造所有的神的爱子。
Do you see it was important? And today it's important that we understand who Jesus is.
那个时候是重要，今天也同样重要。我们要认识主耶稣是谁。
There's many Christians today with a low Christology.
今天有许多的基督徒对主耶稣认识不了解。
They think Jesus is a great man.
他们觉得主耶稣是一个很伟大的一个人。
Maybe even a savior.
甚至是一个救者，是一个救主。
But not God.
但不是神。
In many Christian schools today and seminaries, the professors do not believe in the virgin birth.
今天许多的神学院跟基督学院，很多的教授他们第一个不相信主耶稣是童女所生的。
They don't believe in the sinless life.
他们不相信主耶稣无罪的生命。
They don't believe in the vicarious atonement.
他们不相信他主耶稣这个能够给我们他的这个赎罪。
They don't believe in the resurrection.
他们不相信他复活。
They don't believe in the second coming.
他们不相信主耶稣的再来。
What kind of faith do they have?
到底什么样的是他们信心有的？
But whatever it is, it won't stand the shaking.
不管什么样的信心，到时候震动来，没办法长存。
Because it doesn't understand who their Lord is.
因为他们不了解他们的主是谁。
But if you know that Jesus is God.
但是如果你知道主耶稣是神。
And he's your Lord.
他是你的主。
Then you know your life is in his hand.
那你知道你的生命在他手里。
And when shaking time comes, it's no time for foolish theological question.
当震动来的时候，我们不需要去在那边无论的讨论神学。
Now the word says Jesus is God. Now do you believe the word or do you believe your own little skull?
神的话说他是神，你真的相信吗？还是只是在头脑的知识？
We need a high Christology.
我们需要更深的了解主耶稣是谁。
Those saints in the early church understood that Jesus was above all things.
在起初的这些基督徒，他们认识主耶稣超过所有。
It's absolutely important.To know that Jesus is deity.
这个是绝对绝对的重要，就是相信主耶稣是神。
A second absolute.
第二个绝对。
Jesus' death and resurrection.
主耶稣的死跟复活。
As our high priest.
是以我们这个大祭司的身份。
Was the perfect sacrifice once for all.
这个是一次永远成立的这个最完满的一个这个献祭。
This sacrifice never needs to be repeated again.
这个祭从来不要再献一次。
It took care of all of our sins.
解决了我们所有的罪。
Now you know the writer of Hebrews loves to use this phrase, once for all.
你知道这个作者他很喜欢用这样子一个词，就是一劳永逸。
But I will show you this.
我给你
Let's just look at a few references.
我们看一下。
Hebrews 10:10,
在第十章第十节。
By this we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
So 我们凭着旨意，靠着耶稣基督只一次献上了身体，就得以成圣。
Verse 12,
第十二节。
But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins once for all, sat down at the right hand of God.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
Verse 14,
第十四节。
For by one offering he has perfected once for all those who are sanctified.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
That's all the same Greek word, once for all, never repeated. It was perfect.
所以这里所讲的就是一次永远，在希伯来这个希腊文里面是完全相同的。
You still don't believe me. Okay, chapter 7, verse 27.
如果你还不相信的话，第七章第二十七节。
Jesus does not need daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for the sins of the people, because this he did once for all when he offered up himself.
主耶稣不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。
One more, I think will convince you.
所以我再这举一个地方，让你们能够完全相信。
Chapter 9, verse 26.
九章二十六节。
Otherwise, Jesus would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now.Once for all, at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
What a perfect sacrifice.
这个是一个完全的一个献祭。
Once for all.
一次就够了。
That's why we call it the finished work of Christ.
所以我们在这边讲说这是主耶稣基督他完成的救赎。
Nothing more needs to be done for our salvation.
我们的救赎不需要再有任何其他的事情来做了。
Now in a time of shaking, weak Christians who don't understand this think they may be losing their salvation.
在震荡的时候，当基督徒不认识这一点的时候，他们想他们可能失去了他们的得救。
But if you understand the preciousness of this statement once for all, you will never doubt that you have been saved by His finished work.
但是如果你能够接受这一句话一劳永逸，这个多么这个宝贝的话，那你就不会失去你的信心。
It's because it's not based on your faith; it's based on His finished work.
因为不是依照你的信心，而是照着他完成的救赎。
All right, a third absolute that the writer of Hebrews mentions throughout the scripture.
然后第三个这个绝对在希伯来书的作者里面所写的。
Once you begin to follow, there's no going back.
就是一旦你开始跟随，你不能够转头过来。
Like Jesus when he talks about the man with the plow who looks back.
就好像主耶稣比喻说这个手扶着犁的这个人
Brothers and sisters, there's no turning back.
弟兄姊妹们你不能转回过来
In chapter 10, verse 35,
第十章第三十五节
it talks about shrinking back from what we first believed.
在这里讲就是丢弃勇敢的信心然后失去了他们的心
We'll begin reading verse 35.
我们第三十五节开始读。
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back.To destruction, but of those who have faith to the possession of the soul.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延，只是一人必因信得生。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后。入沉沦的那等人，但是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
And then he immediately goes into chapter 11, where he talks about Abraham, who could have gone back, but he knew he was looking for a city, and there's no going back.
然后他马上进入到十一章，举个例子，就是亚伯拉罕，他可以转回头来回去，但是他信心里面看到那永远的城市，所以他不转回去。
And when we're anchored to Jesus, our High Priest, we have this confidence.As he says,
当我们的锚抛在主耶稣的里头，我们就有像这样子的信心，好像这个作者所说。
We have a great reward going forward.
我们能够得到极大的奖赏，如果我们勇往直前。
But we must cut off the past.
但是我们必须要把过去把它结束掉。
There is no going back.
因为我们不能够转头回去。
Now, of course, you probably already know the secret.
我想你们大概都知道这一个的秘密了。
Because once you decide, I will not go back.
就是你当你一决定说你不要回去。
Then the Lord gives you strength to walk the new and living way.
神就给你这样子的力量能够走向这个又新又活的道路。
If you're a Christian, but you're in the process of becoming a worldly Christian.
如果你是在要变成一个属肉体的属世界的一个基督徒的路上的话。
There's no going back.
就不能够回转过去。
And if you cut that off and say you're going to pursue Jesus, you'll find new grace in your life to be faithful to Him.
如果你切断世界，说我要勇往直前，那你就可以往前走到这个信心的道路上。
This is an absolute truth.
这是一个绝对的一个真理。
You cannot go back.
你不能够回转。
Once you've crossed the river, the Red Sea, you cannot go back.
你过了红海之后，你回不去了。
Do you believe that?
你相不相信?
The word of God says that.
神的话这样子讲。
Do you believe the word of God?
你相不相信神的话?
It's important in a time of shaking.
在震荡的时候这个很重要。
What do you think these Hebrew Christians were thinking about when the pressure was on them?
当这个压力来的时候，你想想看，这些希伯来的基督徒他们在想什么
？The family was saying, "You must continue your Jewish sacrifices."
他们家庭说，你必须要再回去成为犹太人来献祭。
And they know if they give in to the family, that the pressure will be off of them.
大家知道，如果他们这个接受这样子做法，就没有压力了。
But then the word comes, "Do not go back."
但是神的话语来了，说不要回转。
Look unto Jesus.
望断于耶稣。
He is the author and finisher of your faith.
他是创始成终的这个我们。
You don't need those things you had before.
你所有这些以前的事情都不需要。
There's no going back.
不能够回转。
And the fourth absolute certainty.
第四个这个绝对的这个事情。
This is something sobering, of course.
这个是让我们能够很警醒。
But this is the meat of the word.
但是这个是这个话语里面这个精华。
The fourth absolute certainty.
这第四个绝对呢。
The word says.There will soon be a great shaking.
神的话说，很快的就要有这个大震动。
I love the way Peter says to the Christians, "You shouldn't be surprised when fiery trials come your way."
我很喜欢这个彼得，就是跟基督讲说，当这个神的这个锻炼的火来的时候，你们不要惊讶。
And even when the Lord shakes up our business, shakes up our finances, shakes up our health.
所以当神震动我们的这个事业，当神震动我们的这个财产，当神震动我们的家庭或者这个我们的健康。
You know, the Lord's in the process of perfecting His saints, not making us comfortable.
因为你知道神在使他的这个信徒们在往这个成全他们往完全的路上在走。
Where did we ever get this idea? We get saved, then the Lord just blesses us the rest of our life and says, "Now you just be comfortable there, do whatever you want."
我不知道我们从哪里想到，就是我们信了主之后，这一帆风顺。
And then we look at the life of Christians in the Bible, and they become Christians, and the Lord puts them through many tests.
当我们看到这个圣经里头很多基督徒，当他们信了主之后，神丢给他们许许多多这个试验。
So into your life, some shaking will come.
所以你的生命里头一定会有一些的这个震动。
The Word of God says, guaranteed.
因为神的话说，绝对保证。
So don't be surprised when it comes.
所以不要惊讶当你看到的震动。
Be holding on to Jesus when it comes.
当他们来的时候，紧紧抓住耶稣。
And you will not falter.
你就不会跌倒。
Neither will you fail.
你也不会失败。
There is another secret here.
这边还有另外一个秘密。
Shaking just precedes great rewards.
这个震动呢，这是仅仅在极大的奖赏之前。
When the Lord offers us our inheritance, it's a great reward.
当神把他的产业给我们的时候，这个是极大的一个奖赏。
But we have to go through some shaking just before we get to the great reward.
但是在这个之前呢，我们一定要经过一些的震动。
It's part of the pathway to the great reward.
因为这个是往这个极大的奖赏的这个路途。
Now I don't know how you feel about great rewards.
我不晓得你们对这个极大的奖赏有什么感受。
But Hebrews says we have great rewards.
但是希伯来书说我们的奖赏是极大的。
If we hold fast the confidence of our faith firm to the end.
如果你能够紧紧抓住你的信心，坚持到底。
So you see what I'm saying? That's a strong word, but it's because there's a great reward.
但是你看到吗？这边有一个很强烈的一个勉励，但是这个有极大的赏赐。
Now, if it's just a small reward,
如果这个赏赐是一个小的话
then the Lord just says, "Oh, just be good, and I'll give you a piece of candy."
好像就是说，你乖乖一点，我给你一块糖果。
You know, like some parents, they bribe their child all the time.
就好像这个父母亲在那边跟他们小孩在这个耍。
No. The Lord says, "Look, I have a great reward for you."
主要是不是讲是我有一个很大很大的一个奖赏。
But now you must be faithful to me.
但是你现在必须要忠心。
Do not shrink back.
不要退缩。
Go through whatever shaking with confidence in me.
不管什么样的震动，照着对我的信心勇往直前。
And you know what happens when we go through shaking?
那你知道，当我们如果经过这样子的这个震动之后呢
？I don't know if you knew this secret, but I recently was studying the book of Isaiah.
我最近我不晓得你了不了解这个秘密。最近我在这个读以赛亚书。
And I finally came to see.What mercy is all about.
我最终了解神的怜悯是什么东西。
Mercy is when God shows His love for you when there is judgment all around.
怜悯就是说，当你在四周环绕是神的审判的时候，他把他的爱给你。
And in the book of Isaiah, he reveals as the remnant goes through the trials of the of all of Judea's being taken away into captivity.
在以赛亚说，我们这些渔民，他们经历到所有在这个犹太地所有的东西都被神夺去了。
But even in those trials, the remnant experienced his tender mercy.
但是在这些灾难试炼的里面，他们却经历到主耶稣他的慈爱的怜悯。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是一个很优美的一件事。
Even when we go through trials, He's got special mercies for those who put their trust in Him.
甚至于我们在患难试炼的里头，他还有一个特别的怜悯，能够使我们度过。
Now, if our whole U.S. economy goes bad.
如果我们整个美国的这个经济整个垮台的话
，Even though you're almost a perfect Christian ready to be raptured.You're going to be hurt by the.
甚至于你能够是一个很完满将要被这个提去的基督徒，你也要受到损害。
You know the remnant in Judea went into captivity as well as the other people.
你知道当这些渔民他们跟着其他的人一起被掳到这个巴比伦去。
God does not make us immune from the troubles.
神并不让我们好像不经历到预防到这些的这个灾难的。
But even during the shaking.
甚至于在这个震荡的里头
we are very surprised
我们经常很惊讶
to see that we are not shaken
就说我们没有被震动到
now we can be shaken
我们可以被震动
but nothing falls out
但是没有东西失落下来
and if anything falls out well we didn't need that anyway
有任何掉出来的东西我们反正不需要
because the things that matter to us are unshakable
因为对我们最重要的事情是那些不能被震动的
And so that's how we can be strong in difficult times.
所以这个就让我们在极大的这个困难的时候能够坚强。
Because our trust is in the Lord.
因为我们的信心在主的里头。
But many, many carnal Christians.
但是许许多多这个属肉体的基督徒。
They have put their hope in 401k, in Wall Street, in investment banking.
他们把他们的信心放在这个 401k, 放在这个华尔街，放在许多的这个投资的里头。
And many of them will be like that poor French man who killed himself.
就好像最近一个法国人他自杀了这个这样子。
You know, people who don't hold on to the Lord Jesus but are holding on to all the other things, they don't do well during the time of shaking.
所有那些不抓主耶稣基督抓了所有其他东西的人在震荡里面存不了下去。
But our Lord is always faithful to us.
但是我们的主一直对我们是信实的。
He says,
他说
Look up.
向上看。
Lay hold of Jesus.
紧紧地抓住耶稣。
He is your high priest.
他是你的大祭司。
He will take you through.
他会带领你过。
And there will be the other side of the testing.
在试验的另外一边有另外一边。
And you will be stronger and more purified having gone through the time.
你会变得更坚强、更洁净，因为你度过这一阵。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
You go through the water, but you won't drown.
你经过这个大水，但是你不会被淹没。
You go through the fire.
你经过这个大火。
But you won't be burned.
你不会被焚烧。
Unshakable.
震动不了。
Do you believe this?
你相不相信？
We're in a time where we need to understand how true the Word of God is.
我们今天处在一个时刻，我们必须要认识神的话语是多么的真实。
Because we may be severely tested regarding our faith.
因为我们可能为着我们的信心很严厉地被考验。
But those who have learned the secret,
但是那些学习到这些秘密的人呢
？Repenting before the word of God,
在神的话语的底下，他们悔改。
When you repent before Jesus, our prophet,
当你在主耶稣我们的这个先知的面前悔改
，Then you open your eyes,
你睁开你的眼睛
，You say, you see Jesus, the high priest, saying, "Draw near to me."
你看到主耶稣，我们的大祭司说过来。
You will receive mercy and grace to help in a time of need.
靠近我，你在需要的时候可以得到恩典和怜悯。
And then you'll find Jesus, the King.
然后你就看到主耶稣是我们的君王。
Leading you through difficult time in triumph.
在这个艰难的中间，领你走向胜利。
You know, the testimony of Christians going through difficult times all over the world.Those who are strong in the faith, they have such a testimony in this world.
我们知道我们在全世界看到那些能够经过这些大考验的，他们的见证是多么的美好。
The world doesn't understand. How can this person stand like this so strong?
世界的人不了解为什么这个人能够经过这么样大的这个考验还能够过得了。
You don't have to even preach the gospel to them.
你甚至于不要对他们传任何的福音。
They want to know the reason for the hope that's within you.
他要知道，他要认识你心中的盼望到底是什么。
And so the Lord is preparing us.
所以神在，主耶稣在，在准备我们。
To be a witness at school, a witness at work, wherever we are.
他预备我们在学校，在工作，成为他的见证人。
We look to him.
我们只要仰望他。
Oh, the Lord gives us strong encouragement tonight.
愿主今天晚上给我们一个强烈的这个勉励。
And we will look in the next few sessions, Lord willing.
我们在以后的这个几堂里面，如果主允许的话。
And prepare our hearts for whatever is to come.
预备我们的心，能够接受所有要来的事。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Lord, we thank you so much for who you are.
主耶稣，我们极其感谢你，因为你自己。
Lord, you're much more than just a man.
因为你不只就是一个人。
You're not only our Savior, you're the Son of God.
你不但是我们的救主，你是神的儿子。
You rule the world.
你掌管世界。
All things are in your hands.
所有的事情都在你的掌管。
We would come to you tonight to place our lives in your hands as we cross over another marker, another year.
我们今天晚上在过这一个时代的这个标志的时候，主，我们再一次把自己的生命放在你的手里。
We would hold fast to the Lord Jesus.
我们要牢牢地抓住我们的主。
And have him carry us on.
让他背着我们过去。
Do encourage our hearts in these days.
让我们的心能够得到勉励。
We're so happy we can be together.
我们很高兴我们能够在一起。
Give us great joy in your presence.
给我们极大的喜乐。
It's wonderful to get together and see people and fellowship.
让我们在能够看到弟兄姊妹的时候心里得到欢乐。
But all the time in those deep places where our conviction lives.
让我们在所有心里面最深处的这个信心的地方。
Deepen our resolve.
让我们在这内心的里头能够有更强烈的信心。
Deepen our sober purpose for the future.
让我们对将来将来的这个旨意能有更多的认识。
We ask for your help and mercy.
我们求你的帮助跟你的怜悯。
In Jesus' precious name.
在主耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen. Amen.